Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good evening and welcome inside the Quicken Loans Studios in Houston, Texas. Once again, it has been a very busy week in sports, and over the next 2 hours, we have got you covered with the biggest and the best. Up first, we're going to head up to Oklahoma City and visit with always one of the Big E favorites. That is the sports director with KFOR Television in Oklahoma City, Bob Berry Jr. Good evening, Bobby. How are you on this Friday night?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing great.
Hey, I'm doing great. Anxious to talk about some of the big changes taking place in Oklahoma City. The Thunder, they hire Billy Donovan as their head coach. He agrees to that multi-year deal. What was your reaction? And in your mind, does he fit the Thunder mold and job description?
Well, I definitely think he fits the mold, obviously. And he had a prior relationship with Sam Presti, the general manager, who made the double whammy decision, if you will, to fire Scott Brooks, who I think percentage-wise is only the winningest NBA coach percentage-wise without an NBA title, and then bringing in a college coach with 1 day of experience as the head coach of the Orlando Magic back in 2007. But Presti knows all about Billy Donovan, and Sam, in fact, hired a couple of guys from Donovan's Florida staff in the last couple of years to assist the Thunder, including the Developmental League head coach Mark Degnault. So, you know, there was a prior relationship, and Billy Donovan had his introductory news conference a couple of weeks ago and said and did all the right things, and he and Sam Presti appear to be all smiles and giggles, and they're ready to go. They got a lot of work to do.
They do. Well, so obviously we heard the mixed reaction on the firing of Scott Brooks. What has been the reaction from Thunder fans? Are they cautiously optimistic about the hiring of Billy Donovan, or have they embraced him wholeheartedly?
Well, they're trying to be cautiously optimistic. I think it'd be unfair of any of us, including Billy Donovan or Sam Presti, to say, oh, yeah, this is going to be a smashing success. Because when Sam Presti made the decision to cut Scott Brooks loose, the only thing Scott Brooks didn't do in his time in Oklahoma City was win an NBA championship. He did everything else. He won a Coach of the Year award individually. He already had a ring as a player. He had a four-time scoring champion in Kevin Durant. He had a league MVP in Kevin Durant. And he had a scoring champion, Russell Westbrook, last season. And he went to the Western Conference Finals 3 times, won his division 4 times, went to the NBA Finals once. So when you look at all of that stuff, Elissa, it was not your normal firing. Scott Brooks, you couldn't really check a list of faults that he had as the Oklahoma City Thunder head coach for a reason to get rid of him, and yet the Thunder did that. So in my mind, with Billy Donovan's hire, it's championship or bust, and anything short of that, I think in this next season, given the health of the team, they better be healthy, including Kevin Durant, obviously, but if they don't win the championship, then I think everybody aims at Sam Presti, not at Billy Donovan, and the general manager's job could be on the line.
Sports director with KFOR Television in Oklahoma City, Bob Berry Jr., is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. We want to hear what you think. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports, and you can always email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. Bob Berry Jr., of course, is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Got to ask you this, since you're talking about General Manager Sam Presti, he said that he cast a wide net. They looked at a lot of different people, but that ultimately Billy Donovan was the right person for this job. Who else were some serious candidates?
Well, not that I don't, you know, like Mr. Presti and all, but I would say that wide net was just big enough to fit Billy Donovan in, because we're led to believe Billy Donovan was the only guy they interviewed and the only guy they offered the job to. And, of course, you know as well as I do, it was all the national people, the minute the job came open when Presti made the controversial decision to let Scott Brooks go, Billy Donovan's name popped up first on everybody's list. And so I just think that it was always going to be Billy Donovan's job to lose, and as opposed to what Donovan decided to do almost 20 years ago when he took the Orlando job and then turned it down after 24 hours. He was ready to go, and I thought he was pretty honest at his news conference here in Oklahoma City a couple of weeks ago, and he said, I felt like I did everything I could have done at Florida. Two national titles, four Final Four appearances, six SEC championships, all that kind of stuff. He said, as opposed to 2007, when I felt like I still had work to do at Florida. So I think he was a little gun-shy. He might have gotten to Orlando 8 years ago. I certainly don't mean to speak for him, but might have gotten there and seen that the organization structurally wasn't what all he thought it was going to be, whereas he knew about Sam Presti, had done all this stuff at Florida, is almost 50 years old, and thought, man, I'm ready for the NBA, and what a great situation. Because think about it, when has a college coach ever inherited a roster like this coming into the NBA? It's incredible.
Yeah, with KD and Russell Westbrook. So I know you said it's been a couple of weeks ago since the press conference and the introduction of new head coach Billy Donovan. What were some of the notable highlights, and did you have a chance to speak with him?
Well, we got a couple of minutes with him, but again, he's polished. The guy's been coaching half his life, so I fully expected what I got. I mean, a guy that was certainly not a rookie by any means. I mean, he might be stepping up to the ultimate plateau of his sport, but he knows how to handle a press conference. So he definitely won the press conference. I thought it was cool that Kevin Durant showed up in attendance, as did Nick Collison, two of the guys that were in town. You're talking about the leader of the team and then the most veteran player on the team, as you well know. So both of those guys were there, and it's probably appropriate that both were there. Kevin Durant on a scooter and Nick Collison on crutches, because he just had arthroscopic surgery. And of course, Kevin's facing that bone graft surgery that he's had and he's trying to recover from. So, but it was good to see those guys there. I thought Coach Donovan handled everything perfectly, and he paid tribute to Scott Brooks, which I also thought was warranted based, again, on the success level Brooks had. This is not, as my radio partner, the former Oklahoma State head football coach Pat Jones says, this is not a car in a ditch. This is a program that's just on the cusp of winning an NBA championship if they can get a little health break or two.
Right. It is not Orlando. So what is the biggest challenge that Billy Donovan will face making that transition from college to the pro?
Getting number 35 injury-free and healthy and playing an entire season. I don't even think it's close in terms of the number one goal. People say, well, he's got to develop a relationship with these guys who might have a raised eyebrow over a college coach trying to come in. But he's great with relationships. Plus, Billy Donovan spent several years coaching with USA Basketball, so he's been around these pros, you know, helping out Mike Krzyzewski and those kind of guys with Team USA. So he's not new to that part of it. But it's all about Kevin Durant. If he, especially with Kevin coming into the final season of his contract, so many national people have already written Durant off as, well, he had a great time in Oklahoma City. Where will he be next year? You know, Washington, D.C., L.A., New York, whatever. But I think it's incumbent on Kevin having a really good season, being healthy, getting back into a good groove again, and then being comfortable enough with his new head coach and his teammates to where he wants to sign to stay on in Oklahoma City with a massive contract because of that new TV money. I mean, Kevin Durant stands to sign for $30 to $35 million a year after this final season.
Well, you know, Bobby, health obviously will be key, but will he have to change the way that he communicates? Because it is different from college to pros. I mean, you're talking about guys 24 years and up. They're more mature. These aren't college guys.
I think he will, and he admitted that at his news conference, but he said, I'm all about relationships. All I've done my whole life. And he also did his own research before he went into the NBA. His mentor to this day is Rick Pitino. I mean, that's who he played for at Providence, talking about Coach Donovan. So Billy the Kid said, you know, I talked to Rick Pitino, and Pitino said, you know, I really had a lot of fun times when I was coaching the New York Knicks because I won, and I couldn't stand my tenure with the Boston Celtics because I lost. So what Pitino schooled Donovan on was, if you're going to take an NBA job, make sure you're surrounded by good players. And like we said, because of the roster, and it's not just Durant and Westbrook. I mean, you've got Serge Ibaka. You have the youngsters that came on last year. Mitch McGarry is a rising star in this program. Steven Adams, they've got big guys. They've got small guys. They brought in Dion Waiters last year from Cleveland. I think he's going to end up being the starting shooting guard at just age 23. And they went from averaging almost 30 years of age after last year each to now averaging 26 years of age and being a better roster if everybody's healthy. So they got younger, they got better, and now they have a coach who's used to being around young, good people. I think it's a good fit on paper, but again, we won't know until they get going and, you know, figure out the chemistry and all of that and see where the boundaries are, if any.
Much more NBA talk coming your way with Bob Berry Jr. from KFOR Television in Oklahoma City. We will be right back at YSR. We are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell as we continue to take you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. Right now, we're in Oklahoma City. We are zeroing in on the Oklahoma City Thunder, going one-on-one with Bob Berry Jr., the sports director with KFOR Television. And as we talk about head coach Billy Donovan, it really seems like, you know, even from watching him in the press conference, that he has a humility about himself, and he also has an awareness that you can't go into this job having an ego. And I love one of the things that he shared. He said, it all comes down to relationships. We all want to be loved, we all want to be accepted, and we all want to be appreciated for who we are. And that really, Bobby, that's how you build up trust, if you understand that.
Well, it does. And again, he's got a few skins on the wall. Maybe not in the NBA, but when you have championships on the college level, and Kevin Durant said, hey, man, I know how to use the internet. Durant got online and got on the cell phone and started calling guys like Chandler Parsons and like Mike Miller and some of these other former Florida players that played for Billy Donovan, and he got all positive remarks in his research. So that kind of fired Kevin Durant up. And then when you look at some of these guys, they're still in the NBA playoffs right now, like Al Horford, you know, in Atlanta, Bradley Beal in Washington, Joakim Noah in Chicago. I mean, these are all former Donovan stars at with the Gators. So he's sent a lot of guys onto the league, and they've all been successful. They all play with that grittiness in my mind. They're all tough. They aren't really that boastful, I don't think. They just play hard and win. And so he's got that. I mean, if these guys do any research at all, these pros, which they do in this day and age, they should be kind of favorably impressed with what they're getting into. And then, like you said, he appears to be so non-confrontational.
Right.
Even when he gets mad, I just can't imagine him blowing up some guy at practice or during a game or whatever. He's going to be pretty diplomatic in it, and that embodies what Sam Presti's all about. So, like I said, the match is there. I wouldn't even say cautiously optimistic. I'd just say the Thunder fans have to be optimistic because, for the most part, this franchise has hit a lot of home runs since they came here from Seattle.
Does he seem like he has a lot of similarities to Scottie Brooks?
Well, I think so, in the sense of how he relates to people and to the media and to his boss and to the players. So I think that's a very good way of saying it. But you know that Thunder culture. You were a part of it.
Right.
You know what Sam Presti's about. You know how controlling they are as a franchise because they learned from the San Antonio Spurs model. So, you know, it would have shocked me if the Thunder would have gone out and hired some boisterous guy. You know, Tom Thibodeau's name has been thrown around by a lot of people because he's so hard on players and he's going to keep people accountable and all of that. And I just didn't think from the jump that that would be a fit. And you have to have a fit in professional sports, regardless of how good a coach is or isn't. So this is right there. It has to be classified as a really good fit to start out. But, again, I don't know if it will work. We'll have to see. I mean, I'm a guy who believes if Greg Popovich was coaching the Oklahoma City Thunder last year, they wouldn't have done much better because they had every single guy on their active roster suffer an injury or a surgery. So it was kind of a throwaway year in my mind, which is why I was surprised that Scott Brooks got fired after this season instead of before this past season. That was a little unusual to us, so we really don't know what was going on in Sam Presti's head there, but he's made his decision now. Like I said, all the pressure in my mind is on him, the general manager, not the coach.
Right, injuries, a big storyline in the 2014-2015 season in Oklahoma City. So what are your expectations offensively? How will this team perhaps look different under Billy Donovan?
I don't think very different offensively. They were really a very good offensive team all season. The problem was defense. They were terrible defensively at the end of last year. And it wasn't just, you know, oh, we ran into each other, couldn't get past the screen or whatever. I mean, fundamentally, they were bad. Teams were getting wide open 3-point looks against them all the time in crucial situations and winning key possessions and getting offensive rebounds. So in my mind, that's the biggest thing Billy Donovan has to work on. And that might mean for Billy to go out and get a defensive specialist off an NBA staff or some guy with experience in coaching defense in the league, because if this team can shore up their defense, they have plenty of offense, the most offense they've ever had, even including the year they had James Harden and went to the NBA Finals. They're good on that end, but they were woefully bad at the end of the season, I thought, defensively. They couldn't stop anybody.
Well, I got to ask you, of course, the draft, it is rapidly approaching. The biggest need will be on what, the defensive end then?
Well, I think so, or just a two-way player, you know. They need to have somebody. Like Andre Robertson is a nice young player, but he really has no offensive skills. He's very good defensively. But they had that before in Tabo Sefolosha, who went to Atlanta.
Right.
And you know about Tabo. So in my mind, they need a two-way guy, somebody that, yes, can stop somebody on one end, but also be counted on for a key basket or two on the offensive end. So I think if they could get a Devin Booker from Kentucky or an R.J. Hunter from Georgia State or somebody like that in the draft, drafting in a position they're not used to, mid-first round, as being part of the lottery, then that's somebody they need. But they don't need much. They really don't, and they know that. They need health and a good system and people believing and trusting, and if they get all that, they should be right back there, you know, fighting for the Western Conference Finals or an NBA Finals appearance next year.
Hey, just a few more minutes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, with our very special guest, Bob Berry Jr. out of Oklahoma City. He's the sports director with KFOR Television. You can also listen to him on The Sports Animal. So talk to us about Cantor. I mean, are they committed to keeping him in the Thunder uniform?
Yes, they are. They loved Enes Kanter when he came over from Utah when the Thunder remade their roster at the trade deadline. But again, Kanter, massive liability was defense. I mean, he was terrible. There's no other way to say it, defensively, and yet they kind of knew he had some shortcomings on that end when they brought him in. But they also loved the fact he was going out and getting 20 and 17 every night offensively in the low block, which they hadn't had since they'd been here. But the offensive game is most certainly there. The kid's 22 years old. They love Enes Kanter, but they've got to get somebody to work with him defensively and improve dramatically, just on positioning, if nothing else. He wasn't like you being the All-American you were at the University of Oklahoma. I mean, he didn't even know where to stand. You know, he'd look around like, what do I do, you know, during games? And his teammates got frustrated with that a few times. And then when they would spend time telling Kanter where to go, then they in turn would lose their guy. And it was just a defensive chaos most of the end of the season, I thought.
Okay, so give us a quick update. How is KD, how's Russell doing in the offseason?
Well, Russell's been, you know, he was at the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. He
right.
was on stage dancing at a Chris Brown party. I mean, he's doing commercials. Russell's having a fun time. But there was a report, and I think it was an erroneous one myself, but it came out a couple weeks ago that he was upset that he supposedly wasn't consulted when Dan Presti made the decision to fire Scott Brooks and hire Billy Donovan. Well, Billy Donovan cleared the air to me earlier this week when he said, no, I've met face-to-face with Russell. Had a very enjoyable talk. We're all on the same page. We know what we want to do. He knows me. I know what he can do. And so I think they're off to a good start. And Durant and Donovan are obviously off to a good start because Kevin normally wouldn't be here in the offseason. He'd be somewhere else working out, but he's got to be here now because of his injury. So they have spent more time together, Donovan and Durant. So I think it's all favorable right now. Everybody seems to be happy and excited. And if they can just stay healthy and get Durant back, you know, in 4 to 6 months instead of 12 to 18 months, which some doctors predict as a worst-case scenario, then they should be fine.
Okay. Oklahoma City Thunder, your news and notes coming to you from Bob Berry Jr. with News Channel 4 in Oklahoma City. Enjoy the weekend. Hope you can tee it up, and we'll talk soon, Bobby.
Thanks, Alyssa.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. We will be right back with much, much more NBA talk. Yes, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com, where we always deliver the biggest and best in sports. And you will want to stay close because you're in for a real treat. We are so delighted to have back with us Sooner great former OU quarterback and two-time Orange Bowl MVP. Such an honor to welcome back on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, J.C. Watts, on this Friday night. Good evening, J.C.
Big E, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great down here in Houston, Texas, and it is absolutely wonderful to have you back with us. It's been a while, and there are a number of topics that I want to dive into tonight and get your perspective and your thoughts. And obviously, as I just read in the open, you were a standout quarterback at OU. You played in the CFL. In fact, in 1981, you were the Grey Cup MVP. So we thought, you know, let's get your perspective on Deflategate. New England's Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, the golden boy of the NFL. Gosh, he gets suspended on Monday for 4 regular season games without pay. What was your reaction to the punishment and how they disciplined him? Was it too much or too little?
Well, I 4 games going to cost him about $2 million. I really, you know, losing a first round draft choice, that probably hurts more than anything, a first rounder and a fourth rounder. And the Patriots have proven that, you know, they find golden nuggets even in the latter round, so that those draft choices are going to hurt. I don't know if it's good, bad, or indifferent. I don't know if it's too much, if it's too little. I do think the right message has to be sent in terms of making one pay when they don't play by the rules. I mean, we are a nation that's a rule of law. We have our laws in place to kind of govern us, and he broke the rules. I probably would have guessed at the outset that it wouldn't have been that severe, but I think being as severe as it is, I think kind of sends the message that we think you really crossed the line. But who would have been surprised? Being a quarterback playing in cold weather, 11 out of 12 balls deflated. When I heard that, I think a person's innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, when I heard that 11 out of 12 balls had been deflated, didn't have the proper PSI, I thought it doesn't add up. One or two out of 12, but, you know, listen, 11 out of 12 balls deflated. I could have told you at the outset that that was a very strong indication to me that the balls had been tampered with.
Sooner great J.C. Watts is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker Campbell. And I got to ask you this, J.C. Obviously, you're a former collegiate star quarterback. You played for Barry Switzer. I mean, is deflating footballs, I mean, is that common? Is it a common practice? Because we have seen and listened to a mixed reaction across the board.
But, Elissa, think about this. This is just, I think, indicative of where we are in the culture of our society today. I mean, everybody wants to get an edge. I mean, think about this. We had two financial companies, two commercial banks, that paid $24 billion in fines surrounding the subprime loan issue. $24 billion in fines. Mm-hmm. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody loses their jobs. I mean, we had the Pine Tar situation in baseball. We had the stuff that the pitchers put on the ball to give it a different twist. We've had issues with steroids. Everybody trying to get an advantage some kind of way. I think that's just, it's all indicative of kind of where we are in our culture. And, you know, if we've got the things, the testing in cycling, the steroids in cycling, and it's no one particular league. We've seen it in football. We've seen it in basketball. We've seen it in baseball. We've seen it in track and field. We've seen it in cycling, and I think it's just kind of indicative of the culture. Look at where we are socially in America today. I mean, we're dealing with things in on the social scene. We're dealing with things in economics today in the business community that you and I 20 years ago would have said, or even today, we're scratching our heads saying, I never thought I would see the day. And I don't care, Republican, Democrat, black or white, man or woman, liberal or conservative, moderate, if we're honest, we would have to scratch our heads today and say there are things going on in our society and our culture that we would have said, or we have to say, I never thought I'd see the day. And deflating 11 out of 12 balls, I think it's another sign of the times.
Well, I got to ask you, I mean, were you ever tempted to mess with the inflation of a ball? Because I even think back to some of the NFL players. I mean, Matt Leinart, he came out and tweeted that every team tampers with footballs. Ask any quarterback in the league. This is ridiculous. That's Matt Leinart.
I disagree with that. You know, 20 years ago, Alyssa, I was too stupid to know to deflate the ball.
Come on, JC.
You know, in the wishbone offense, you didn't have to worry about throwing the football. We didn't throw the football.
Right, right.
You know, we pitched it about mm-hmm. 4 or 5 yards deep behind us. That's about like saying that, you know, every wife cheats on her husband. I mean, to paint with a broad brush, I think there are guys that go out and they are concerned about doing it the right way, or saying that every husband beats his wife because,
you know, one or two do it, or because all football players beat their wives because, you know, we see two or three that did. I think that's an unfair statement to say that all quarterbacks, I think all quarterbacks are concerned about being able to handle the ball in cold weather or in dry weather, whatever the case might be. But if the rule says the ball has to be a certain diameter or a certain air pressure, I don't think all quarterbacks go out and say, let's fudge a little bit in order to get an advantage. I disagree with Matt on that.
Hey, Sooner great and former OU quarterback, four-term Republican Congressman J.C. Watts is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We absolutely, we're interactive. We want to hear from you. Get your thoughts. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. You can email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. You know, J.C., I want to back up for a moment because I think you're so spot on. It just seems like, you know, we listen to the varying opinions, the response. It's been very interesting, but it just seems that we are continuing to lower our standards, and it's just very disappointing to hear folks say, you know, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Just watered down ethics. It is truly, it's pervasive in our country right now.
Well, Alyssa, I remember, I think there is an attitude, and I think we're all guilty of this, but I think when we do have to stop and take a deep breath and I think analyze it from a sincere perspective, and objectively, not we have to analyze these things, I think, objectively, not subjectively. And I remember, you know, I grew up on Dallas Cowboy football long before ESPN or Yahoo Sports or Fox Sports Network. We got the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday afternoon after church. And so Roger Staubach, Craig Morton, Tom, Bob Lilly, you know, Bob Hayes. I mean, Walt Garrison. I grew up on those names.
Cliff Harris.
And I remember here about, seven, 8 years ago, my brother-in-law, who's from Dallas, we were talking about this one player that had been a problem child in the league. And then the Dallas Cowboys picked him up. And my brother-in-law, I told my brother-in-law, I said, yeah, now, I thought he was a bad guy when he's playing for everybody else, but he's okay now because he's playing for the Cowboys. You know,
right.
So we tend, and I was saying that tongue-in-cheek, but that's kind of how we view the world. You know, we say, you know, if it would have been the Cowboys quarterback that would have done it, how would we have felt about it if we're a supporter of the Cowboys? If the Texans would have done it, how would we have felt if they would have done it, if we're a Texan fan, or if we were a Giants fan or a Colts fan? The bottom line is, Alyssa, even if it's a team that J.C. Watt supports, as much as I would hate it, it doesn't make it right. It's still wrong. But again, we don't think that my addictions. I don't ever think that my addictions are worse than your addictions. I mean, or my feet stink as badly as your feet stink. The rules of the game governs how we play the game, and to say that, you know, well, all quarterbacks do it, it doesn't make it right. It just means that all the quarterbacks are wrong. And as long as it's the rules that governs the integrity of the game, we ought to abide by those rules. Now, if we think it's a bad rule, we need to change it. If we think it stinks, we need to change it. If we think the PSI should be 10.2 as opposed to 12.0, then let's change it. But as long as it says what it says, those are the rules of the game, and you hurt the credibility of the game when you do otherwise.
You hurt the credibility, the integrity of the game. Exclusive conversation tonight with J.C. Watt, Sooner Great, as we break down Deflategate. So stick around. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR with J.C. Watts. And we are so glad you were with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. If you're just joining us, I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and you can email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. We have an exclusive, a very special interview. We are going right now, one-on-one with J.C. Watts, Sooner Great, former OU quarterback, four-term Republican congressman. And obviously, we're talking about Deflategate, and it really is, J.C., it is a jolting reminder of how small, but bad decisions can be disastrous and they can self-destruct. My question to you is, what have we learned? What are we learning from all of this as a business leader, perhaps as a coach, as a parent? My takeaway is, you know what? Integrity means everything. It is your most important asset.
Well, it's the integrity of anything that we do is important. And now, do we make knuckleheaded decisions? Do we make mistakes? Are we human? I think no question. And I've made dumb choices. We all have made dumb choices. But to sign off and say, or to kind of blow it off and say, well, we're all human. I think we overuse, you know, that excuse. Well, we're only human. Well, I mean, there has to be some trigger in our mindset that says this will give me an advantage if I do this. And I tell you, Alyssa, the only way, will it happen again? It will. Will somebody violate the rules again? They will. Will somebody try to deflate the ball? They will. And you know why they do that in football and basketball and baseball and in business, and why almost everybody in the food chain with subprime mortgages, putting people in homes that they should have been paying, they could afford to pay $500 a month and they were charging them $1,500 a month, and why they were lying about appraisals and escalating prices and all that kind of stuff. It's because people keep score. And I tell you how you could do away with Deflategate and steroids and all the other stuff. Take the scoreboard down in the stadium. Take the scoreboard off the wall in the gymnasium. Take the scoreboard down in the baseball on the baseball diamond. But as long as people keep score, you're going to have people trying to figure out a way to get around the rules, to bend the rules. It's human nature, but nevertheless, even if it is human nature, it doesn't make it right. And there has to be something within all of us, in spite of the knuckleheaded decisions that we make sometimes, to say, how do I do this better? How do I, in our spiritual lives, I'm always saying, Lord, how do I do life better? I don't want to just live and breathe and die. I want to be healthier. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better dad, a better granddad. And if we just keep writing off our knuckleheaded decisions by saying, well, I'm only human. Hey, we're human and we make mistakes. I happen to believe that there are people out there that do life better than J.C. Watts. I want to talk to them. I want to know them. I want to be around them. I want to say, hey, teach me how to do this. I mean, man, how teach me how to be a better dad. Teach me how to be a better business person. Teach me how to be a better coach, how to be a better wife. But as long as we say, oh, we're only human, then, gosh, God help us.
Hey, Sooner great, J.C. Watts with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. And as we talk about Deflategate and Tom Brady, does this change your opinion of him as a quarterback? I mean, and his legacy now, do you see it as tainted?
Well, it doesn't change. It doesn't change my opinion of him. I understand the mindset and the thinking as to why, why he did it. I hope he'll learn from it. I don't think he's any bad or any worse of a quarterback than he was before it all came out. I honestly don't. I'm a person of forgiveness. I my faith teaches me to forgive, but in my opinion, knowing the competitor that Tom Brady is, knowing how hard he works at his craft. My guess, now I'll be criticized for saying this by the other 31 teams fans, but you know today, Alyssa, who I believe the most disappointed person in the world is Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I think today he is probably saying, that was so crazy for me to do that and risk my legacy. You know, people will remember that, remember Deflategate, but now people will speculate, well, did it happen before? And you know, the Patriots kind of have that shady perception about them anyway, with, you know, Spygate, now Deflategate, and all the different gates, and you know, they're too good. I mean, that is a very talented football game, even if the footballs aren't deflated.
Right.
They're a very good football team. They're a very good organization. Even with 11 out of 12 deflated footballs, I'm telling you, they're still blocking and tackling and catching and kicking and running and catching. That is still taught at a very high level. And I think probably the Patriots organization today, especially Tom Brady, probably is more embarrassed by it and hurt by it more than anybody. And I would be quite surprised if he's not. Now, he probably won't say that publicly, but let me tell you, when his head hits the pillow at night, he's got to go it alone. And I think there's going to be a time, if there hasn't been, that he's probably said to himself, I can't believe I did that. That was so crazy.
Right. What have I done?
And you know, it doesn't make it any more right either. If you did it yourself, but when you got, I mean, it's still wrong. But you know, you can kind of bear the burden a little easier if you said it was just me that was involved, or I hurt me, but. You know, when other people have to cover it up, or other people are involved, you know, that makes it even more painful. So I would be quite surprised if Tom's not totally embarrassed and stung by the whole thing in more ways than one.
I certainly wish I would have dedicated this entire show to visiting with the great J.C. Watts, athlete, leader, role model, and of course, we've got to mention Oklahoma Sooner. What an honor to have you with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Thank you so much, J.C.
Look forward to being with you again sometime.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, guys, so check this out. Have you ever heard of Gold Belly? Okay, so it's this amazing site where you can order the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants all across the country, and they will ship it straight to your door. That's right, these guys will ship you Philly cheesesteaks from Jim's or Pat's in Philly, Buffalo wings from the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, and even Kansas City's most legendary barbecue. So if you're looking to host an epic Super Bowl party, go to GoldBelly.com and get free shipping and 20% off your first order with promo code GAMEDAY.
Hey guys, have you heard of Gold Belly? Oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever. It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere nationwide. I've never found a more perfect Valentine's gift. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. Seriously. So, if you're looking for a Valentine's Day gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.